Let's begin by asking, do you remember the Jubilee?
Oh, yes, I do. Yeah, it was well publicised prior, you know, TV and the media and everything, yeah.
What do you remember about the actual day?
It wasn't really any different to any other day for me, you know, because I went to work that day as normal. When I came home, obviously, you know, I watched it on the television. You know, they were showing street parties and, you know, up and down the country and everything and things, you know. But there wasn't actually a street party on my street or anywhere, you know, sort of near where I lived.
Was there a particular reason for that?
I don't think so. I think probably most people just, you know, watched it on the television. Really, you know, like we did.
Was there ever a sense of community during the 1970s in your area?
Yeah, there were, you know, neighbours integrated with each other. Admittedly, things were sort of very slowly beginning to change.
In what sense?
And that. Well, there were a few factors, like sort of neighbours moved into council accommodation. You know, because a lot of us in the early 70s still had, you know, no bathrooms and toilets. So, you know, the council, you know, fitted the criteria for that and sort of better housing, if you like. You know, so people were slowly moving, you know, to different parts.
And this led to a breakdown of community as people had to readjust. Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, sort of, yeah, and there was other factors as well. You know, like, I came from a very small town and most towns had, you know, mills and all that. You know, a lot of people worked at the mills and things, but the mills were beginning to close down as well. So people had to go farther afield for employment. And sort of, not really in the late 70s, I suppose, but more to the 80s, you know, people were having to actually move from the area that they were probably born in and things, because, you know, there wasn't work there anymore. So that sort of broke up, you know, communities where everyone knew all the neighbours in the street.
Was there a stigma attached to those who moved into council houses?
Well, there was, yeah, and I think the still is to, you know, present day, really. And that they were sort of considered, I suppose, for just like they are now, poor people, you know, and stigma attached to, you know, people who didn't work as well, you know, I suppose big families.
Did the Jubilee create a sense where it made you feel proud to be British?
Yeah, it did, because it, you know, it was... The lead up to it seemed quite exciting and everything, and it was something to look forward to. You know, people were, you know, quite patriotic still.
Do you feel that due to rising immigration in the 1970s, this had effect on the number of street parties or and how it was celebrated, or was immigration not a factor to in your experience?
Yeah. Well, in my experience, as I said, it was a very small town that I came from, and you know, obviously we had the Polish and Italian communities, but they integrated into our community very well. And that, as regards to like Indians and Pakistanis, we had one sort of takeaway, Indian takeaway, in the sort of late 70s and everything. And people went to that, you know, just to try the food really, and curiosity. You know, and it was different, it was nice, but the sort of, the Pakistanis kept themselves to themselves, and obviously they were in a minority in my town, like in Ashton-under-Lyne, you know, Lancashire. I think there was a higher population of sort of Pakistanis and Indians and that, and we only really saw them when I was little. They used to have, you know, market stalls in our town and everything.
Finally, in terms of the Queen and the actual Jubilee, did you feel closer to this monarch than the predecessor because this monarch, her life was broadcasted across TV, unlike monarchs before, in particular on the Jubilee? So did you feel you could relate more to this monarch than the past one?
Well, I suppose so, but I didn't know the previous one, you know, because I wasn't born then. But, well, yeah, because, you know, television has done a lot, you know, for people to make them feel more involved, if you like.
Is that how you felt?
In an indirect way.
Is that how you felt when you switched on the TV to watch the Jubilee?
Yeah, it was interesting and everything, you know, but it was also a little bit of a letdown because even though I think I was 16 or 17, you know, I thought there'd be loads of street parties and everyone getting together, but in our part of the neighbourhood, that never happened. But I presume, like, you know, sort of in places like, you know, public houses and things, you know, they would put on parties, but because I wasn't, you know, I didn't go out drinking and things, obviously, you know, we didn't go.
Thank you very much, that's all.